This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay. Here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
White Sox All-Star Shane Smith joins me, Rami Makhlouf, in for Spiegel and Holmes. Now, one of your teammates, Adrian Hauser, he had a moment the other day in your dugout.
We will save you some of the gorier video, but Adrian Hauser went into the dugout and immediately was ill. He needed to get into the dugout and find a bucket.
A bucket.
Yeah. As he put it, he puked and rallied.
Was able to settle in after that and just, you know, puke and rally.
It's kind of gross, but did you witness that? Is that unusual in a Major League Baseball dugout?
Yeah, the puke and rally, I haven't seen. I've seen it in other facets. I have not seen it in a big league dugout. So to see that, yeah, I saw him kind of coming off the field, grabbing his chest and his cheeks filling up, and I was like, oh boy.
Girlfriends barfed on boyfriends. Kids barfed on their parents. A fat lady barfed in her purse. The Donnelly twins barfed on each other. And the women's auxiliary barfed all over the benevolent order of antelopes.
I think he's done it in private before, so this is my first time seeing it. Props to him, man. He's been an absolute bulldog for us. To be honest, my selection of the All-Star game, I'm extremely grateful for it. But, man, he has put together an unbelievable, I think, 10 starts now.
Shane, congratulations on this honor and all the best moving forward, man. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
There are some guys who need to puke and then rally. Like Donovan McNabb used to do that all the time.
You know, puke and rally.
He's very casual about it. He made it seem like that's just something he does. Yeah, once I get it out, we're good, man. Hey, whatever it takes, right?
What do you do if every time you see this one incredible woman, you think you're going to hurl?
I say hurl. If you blow chunks and she comes back, she's yours. If you spew and she bolts, it was never meant to be.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes on a Friday afternoon. Judson Richards and Lou Kanellis with you until 5:30 today. The Cubs will take over. Cubs and the Yankees this evening right here on The Score. Just three more games until the All-Star break. There is much to discuss. Lou, you look good. Did you just take your All-Star break over the summer?
And I needed it. Traveled to Spain, took the family, my wife, my daughter, had a great time. 12 days in Barcelona, Marbella, Soto Grande, and Madrid. But I have to tell you, I'm so anxious. I'm so excited about this Bears season coming up that the 8.5-hour flight home from Madrid on Tuesday was spent just getting ready for the Bears. What I did not study up at that time was that the general manager would receive a new contract extension today.
You know, Lou and I, and Alex, by the way, hello to you. Tanny, great to see you guys. It's nice to see you two working. We don't know what Spiegel and Holmes are doing, but it's great to see you guys on a Friday, late July, grinding away. And in fact, that's what we did. When we say grind, we mean we got together, we talked about the best Chicago sports topics that we wanted to dive in today, whether it's, you know, the celebration of the 05 White Sox, or what is the ceiling of PCA, maybe even a little bit of Alex Cooper talk, because I was there when she gave whatever kind of rendition that was of the seventh inning stretch. And we had some Bears topics we were going to get to as well, like the Bill Barnwell countdown of, you know, the top 32 playmaker team-wise, and the Bears came in at number 25. We had a full rundown built, and then we walked in and joined Layla and Marshall, and we hadn't seen this news as of yet, Lou, so let's get your reaction, everyone's reaction out there, 312-644-6767. This from Adam Schefter. Probably not a news dump, Lou. I agree with you. You did say that, listen, training camp's right around the corner, so there's no news dumping at this time. But Schefter reporting the Bears and GM Ryan Poles have reached an agreement on a contract extension that ties him to the Bears for the next 5 years. That is through the 2029 season. Poles had 2 years remaining on his old deal, but the Bears now have him and new head coach Ben Johnson both under contract for a matching 5 seasons, Lou. We're still somewhat unpacking this team. So they are tied together, right? Ultimately, this was the play that they decided to make as of now. Ryan Poles, who was well under 500, you've got the numbers, you've been grinding away. What's your reaction to this news?
I think it was the right move for what this organization felt comfortable with at this time. And I get it. And I went through the record, 15-36 and 4 wins in the NFC North. Listen, this team has not proved on the football field that Ryan Poles deserved, all right, with their record, a contract extension. But he has a new head coach. There's a new boss. He's been around a couple of years, Kevin Warren. But Kevin Warren spent the first year doing a lot of listening, all right, and watching what was going on. And now that he feels comfortable making decisions, and he feels comfortable with his GM, Ryan Poles, who went out and picked up the best head coach available for this organization. And I mentioned before we went to break, yeah, he's had some misses out there. I felt letting Roquan Smith go was a bad move. Tremaine Edmonds has not proven to be worth the contract he has been given by this organization. We know that Nate Davis was an absolute bad move for this team on the offensive line. But he's made some really good moves as well. And he won the offseason this year. All right. Offseason gets you nothing. But he swung the deal that brought this organization what they hope is a generational quarterback. And he flat out stole Caleb Williams and everything else from the Carolina Panthers with that deal. And in my opinion, Kevin Warren felt putting Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson on the same timeline contract-wise was most important for the comfortability of this organization and for his GM and head coach, and he made that move.
If you're a Bears fan that loves this move, I'd like to hear from you. 312-644-6767.
What about if there's a Bears fan out there who hates it? Because I'm seeing on the text line right now, there's a lot of Bears fans that are not happy about this deal.
That's a layup. I'm looking for someone to make the case. Because I ultimately, Lou, I think that there could be a case to make. I do. You don't think there are any Bears fans out there that look what Ryan Poles has done, whether it's landing Caleb Williams, the trade with the Carolina Panthers? Because, you know, if we just slap the record on him, 15-36, we have to remember about what was happening in 2022, right? I mean, they intentionally bottomed this thing out to get to the top of the draft, which did set them up for what we hope to be the quarterback for the next decade plus, and hopefully will break a lot of records for a team that has struggled to find a great quarterback for decades. You don't think there are Bears fans out there that like this move?
I think there are a lot of Bears fans out there that look at it like I do, and like you just touched on. And when you sit back and think about what Ryan Poles needed to do to turn the franchise around, yeah. You had to be really bad. We talk about this in all sports out there, Judson. We talk about, listen, do you want to be mediocre forever, half pregnant, or do you want to get really bad so you then can get really good through the draft? And that's what the Bears did. And when you get really bad and you go through a rebuild and you bring in a new system and a new head coach and a new coaching staff, yeah, there are going to be some struggles. Will he be first to admit to you that maybe bringing Matt Eberflus back last year was not the right move? Even though he preached to the media and to the fans, I want to continue with consistency. Continuity, I think, was the word that he used. And he felt that putting Caleb Williams in a situation that was more comfortable with continuity was a better move than to go out and make a head coaching change. He did that. It proved to be the wrong move. Now, you don't know if only Ryan Poles made that decision. Kevin Warren could have been part of that decision as well, as George McCaskey as well, because George is the guy paying the bills and would have had to have eaten another year on that Matt Eberflus contract.
Yeah. You think Ryan Poles chose Matt Eberflus?
I think Ryan Poles was given three options, and Matt Eberflus was one of three options.
He took the best of the worst.
In his opinion.
Yeah, 312-644-6767. We will take your phone calls.
I mean, there
are
some who felt that Jim Caldwell was a better option than Matt Eberflus.
Right, yeah. Bears fans, how surprised are you that they've decided to give Ryan Poles a five-year contract extension? We'll continue to unpack that next, coming up on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to the Spiegel and Holmes Show on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
I would say just in regards to Ryan and his staff, you know, my first exposure in the draft room with his crew was before the combine, and to see the consistency with which the schedule comes and the structure, everything is working. There's a flow. There's a rhythm to all the madness behind what we do and how we do it, and Ryan really is the brains behind that. He's set it all up, and it's you can tell that this group, this organization's been together for a number of years now because it's been running so smoothly. So
Spiegel and Holmes on a Friday. I am Judson Richards. You know this voice well. Luke Kanellis in. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. The breaking news, Lou, that we got just about 15 minutes before we went on air. The Bears and GM Ryan Poles have reached agreement on a contract extension that ties him to the Bears for the next 5 years. So that's through the 2029 season. Lou, did you know this, that Poles had 2 years remaining on his old deal? Were you in the know there? I know that sometimes we know these contracts, sometimes we don't.
I wasn't in the know. No, that was something the media has been talking about ever since Ben Johnson got the job. How much time does Ryan Poles have left on his contract? And one of the issues that the Bears have gone through over the last, boy, forever was not getting the GM and head coach on the same time wavelength when it came to contracts. So now we know that they are going to be aligned at the hip contract-wise.
Did we think he had two? I think I may have thought he may have been down to 1 year on his contract.
Yeah, I thought he was down to one. If you were to press me, I would have said, you know what, he's got 1 year left. But no one wants to go into that lame duck season. And if you feel he's done the job during the offseason to put his new head coach in a good position to win this year, and I'm not necessarily saying win 10, 11, 12 games, but win and show improvement from what we saw from last year's 5-win squad, then, yeah. The time was right.
Yeah, Ryan Poles has been overseeing the Bears since 2022. Since then, they went 3-14. We remember, you know, that ultimate tank, including trading away Roquan Smith, which we may still want to unpack because, you know, it sounds like you may see that right there neck and neck with the decision to bring in Matt Eberflus, although we can debate whether that was his decision or not. 2023, 7-10, and then last year's 5-12. Lou, you want to run some phone calls here?
Let's get through them.
Let's do it. 312-644-6767. Cliff is with us in Gurnee, hitting lead off. Hey, Cliff, what's going on? What's your reaction to the Poles news?
Well, you know, he's made so many good moves, but it hasn't quite got us to a playoff yet. I would have maybe waited one more year and say, buddy, you got to make the playoffs this year. You got the coach. You got a kid who doesn't take the ball from under center, so you got to teach him how to do that. I know we're going to see replays of that stupid Daniels thing from Washington for the rest of our lives. Hopefully it'll be the story that Johnson gets him right, and they can show that all they want as long as we start making the playoffs. So, I it's a 50-50 on my end. I would have waited one more year and said, kid, we got to see a playoff before I give you this. But I get it. So I'm not saying no, because he's made a lot of great moves that every one of us as a Bear fan would say, yeah, that's a good move. Yeah, I would have picked that kid. Absolutely. No worries. But I just don't know until they make the playoffs. So we'll see.
I'm not sure making the playoffs is the right barometer to decide whether Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles have had a successful season, first season together this coming year. Showing improvement. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean going from 5 wins to 6 wins is showing improvement. I want to see improvement from an offense because you went out and got the number one offensive mind. I want to see a different offensive line because you spent all that money in making those deals for Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooey in signing Drew Dahlman as a center. I want to see pressure on the quarterback this year that I did not see last year from a DeMarcus Walker, excuse me, who didn't, in my opinion, live up to the contract that he received from Ryan Poles. That's one of the misses, right? If you were to ask me about misses that Ryan Poles made. But I want to see improvement, and that means 7-8 wins. Being in it, having discussion about the Bears getting into the playoffs in December, something that we have not experienced in this town since Matt Nagy was around.
Right, and one of the things that has happened is not only have they hired Ben Johnson, which, for my money, Ben Johnson chose the Bears, and then they showed up with the money for his contract. But Ben Johnson, I think, has found a lot of great coaches all around the NFL to do a lot of the things that it seems like, since Ryan Poles has been in charge, they haven't been able to coach up players. I think that may be something that's turning the corner. But I don't necessarily know if I can credit Ryan Poles with that, because I think Ben Johnson, I think so many people want to work for and under Ben Johnson. Back to the phones. 312-644-6767. Mike is with us in Park Ridge. Hey, Mike, what's your reaction to the Ryan Poles news?
Well, I think it's about the most Bears thing that I've ever seen. They're rewarding incompetence. Whether this guy made the right call in hiring the new coach, I don't know, because this new coach has never coached an NFL game before. But just move after move after move that Ryan Poles has made, whether it relates to the coaching or whether it relates to the roster, they've all been disastrous. Whether it's the Claypool trade, whether it's the Roquan Smith trade, whether it was, you know, trading down in the draft 2 years ago so that they wouldn't have to pick Jalen Carter, whether it was the draft picks they made last year, whether it was keeping Eberflus last year, when you knew that you were going to have a brand new quarterback, it would have made sense to bring in an offensive coach to replace Eberflus at that time. None of the moves that this guy's made have been successful moves. And the idea that the arrow was pointing in the right direction because they hired Johnson to be the coach, that to me is the most inexplicable reason to extend a guy who's shown you nothing but failure for his entire time here, a five-year extension. It blows my mind. But at the same time, it's the most Bears thing.
So you don't think he's made any good moves out there? That's what I'm hearing from you, right?
I'm not saying he hasn't made good moves. I'm saying he hasn't made very many, and he's made a lot of bad ones.
He's made a number of bad ones, but he's made some good moves too. Did you like the Kyler Gordon first round pick?
Did I like Kyler Gordon?
Yeah.
It wasn't a first-round pick. It was a second-round pick.
Second-round pick, excuse me. I do think his first pick as a GM.
I do think that was a good pick.
All right. Darnell Wright, decent pick on the offensive line, right?
I disagree with that. You traded down so that you wouldn't take a probable future Hall of Famer at defensive tackle, which was the most important position to that coach.
A guy who may
take a guy who
A guy who may have been a problem, a guy who may have been a problem with the Bears roster. All right, he's talking about Jalen Carter. And everyone would agree that talent-wise, Jalen Carter was the best player available in that draft.
Sure.
All right. But the baggage that he brought, all right, to an NFL team was something that, in my opinion, and I believe that the Bears felt the same way, the Bears couldn't handle at that point with the roster they had. He was a player that would have run roughshod over that coaching staff in that locker room. He fit in Philadelphia's locker room because of the veterans that he played with. He would not have fit well in Chicago. So to hold that against Ryan Poles, if you would have picked him, if you would have selected Jalen Carter, and then Carter came in and had all kinds of issues, character issues, off the field, inside the locker room, then you would have criticized for Poles, all right, for going out and getting a problem child and putting him on a roster that couldn't handle that type of character, that type of personality.
Listen, I was pro taking Jalen Carter, but listening to you and Mike go back and forth there, I can't believe there wasn't one other player brought
up. TJ Edwards.
No. The player that will decide ultimately the Wikipedia page of Ryan Poles.
Well, that's Caleb Williams, and thanks to the trade that he pulled off against Carolina.
Right. So, you know, we can go over every single pick of his draft. When I think of Poles' draft, to be honest, I think a little bit of Velus Jones Jr. That was the first offensive player he ever took. But his career, really everything about Ryan Poles, the football man, I think is going to be decided by Caleb Williams. Ben Johnson, I think, chose the Bears. I think Ben Johnson chose the Bears because he saw what he needed to see in Caleb Williams. And they gave him the contract. Right? I think he was going to be incredibly expensive. I will give ownership credit. But I think that if Ryan Poles, whether or not he deserves it, I say no as of now because he still had 2 years left. Right? Like, we can go back and forth. None of us agree he deserved a five-year extension. He hasn't done enough. But we'll all come down to Caleb Williams. Right?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And Poles got that guy.
And listen, if Caleb Williams doesn't play well this year, we will point the finger at Ben Johnson for not being the miracle worker. No. At some point, we'll point it at Poles if in year four he hasn't turned it around.
It's like, when do we point the finger at Poles as he continues to get extensions?
Well, I think you already have fans pointing the finger at Ryan Poles saying, why didn't you take Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb Williams?
Right.
It's easy to say that after the year that Jaden Daniels just had. And yeah, there were a handful of fans out there who felt that Jaden Daniels might have been a better pick than Caleb Williams at number one. But the majority felt that the generational quarterback was Williams.
Yep. And speaking of Caleb and everything that's going to come out in that book, no more excuses, because what the Bears haven't been able to do, now they've gotten in Ben Johnson, who's supposed to be able to put the quarterback in the best place to succeed, at least for available head coaches that are out there. Lou, coming up next, a teammate of yours, Fox 32 Chicago's Cassie Carlson, will join us from the Rate, in fact, as the White Sox are playing some baseball and about to celebrate that 05 World Series team. She'll set the scene there. We'll also talk about some things Jalen Johnson had to say recently to Cassie at his camp. That's next, coming up on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.